8:15 here on 2SER Breakfast. And as we do, it is time to chat movies. In with us now to tell us what is going on. Michael Jones is with us for movie reviews. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm going quite well, actually. How are you?
I'm pretty excited. Yesterday was the official launch of the Sydney Film Festival program.
Hey!
So if you're keen on the Sydney Film Festival, you should go to sff.org.au and see what's out there. 307 films. Gosh.
That's a lot of films.
That's a lot of films. I'm going to be busy in June.
You are going to be very busy. What are you speaking about today?
But I'm not talking about a film that we'll be showing there today. I'm talking about a film called The Hustle, starring Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway and a guy called Alex Sharp. This film is directed by Chris Addison. He's done stuff like playing House, Veep and The Thick of It. Now, do you remember A Star Is Born that came out just last year?
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, that was a remake of a remake of an original.
Got it. It was a third-generation remake.
Yes. Well, if you've watched any TV in the last 30 years or you're old enough to remember going to the movies in the late 1980s, The Hustle will also seem very familiar to you. That's because it's based on the 1988 Steve Martin Michael Caine film Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which is a remake of a 1964 film starring Marlon Brando and David Niven called Bedtime Story. Now, all three films are about a couple of con artists working the French Riviera who begrudgingly recognise each other's talents and decide it would be more profitable for them to work together rather than against each other.
I have a question straight off the bat. Is the fact that you said it was Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway, is it now like a gender-switched version of the same story?
You might be onto something.
Hey, that's my contribution. I'm done.
Congratulations. Look, everything goes well until both of our main protagonists fall for the same mark. And that's the same in every film, though. It's not just because these two are women. It happened in the previous two films as well. But how's The Hustle different to Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and Bedtime Stories, you ask? Well, not in the slightest, like I just hinted. The same three writers, Stanley Shapiro, Paul Henning, and Dale Lorna, are all credited for all three films. Except this time, like, obviously it's Anne Hathaway playing the aristocratic, sophisticate Lawrence Jamison role. And in a total casting against type, yes, I am being sarcastic here, Rebel Wilson plays the mouthy, uncouth, but cunning as a shithouse rat, Freddie Benson character. But of course, this time she's an ugly Australian rather than an ugly American. Does this version stand up? Well, Anne Hathaway gives the plum in the mouth, upper class British accent, the old college try, but
that doesn't sound good.
But I can't help but think that an actual British actress like Emily Blunt, Natalie Dormer, Hayley Atwell or Gemma Arterton might have been a more logical casting choice. Now, Rebel Wilson, of course, she's a likeable enough comedic actress and she's funny for the first 10 minutes or so until it clicks that Rebel Wilson pretty much plays the same character in every movie that she's in.
And I've seen like three movies and I know that character.
Yes, exactly right. But she is a master, or should I say mistress, of the pratfall. That is one of her specialities. Hathaway and Wilson, they do work pretty well together though. And there are a couple of scenes where you can tell that Anne Hathaway is actually struggling to hold it together as Rebel Wilson does say something outrageous or does something fairly silly. Watching this film made me appreciate how good Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was. I still chuckle to myself when I think of Steve Martin's Ruprecht asking Michael Caine's Lawrence if he can go to the bathroom. The corresponding scene in this film was a major letdown. That said, if you've never seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels or Bedtime Story and you feel like something frothy and forgettable, maybe you will be taken in by The Hustle. But if you've seen Bedtime Story or Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and you're expecting something hilariously original, I've got a harbour bridge to sell you.
Thanks, Michael.
Pleasure.